Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Well, my friends, for those of you not aware, you should be. It's coming back again. 2021 Wealth and Passive Income Expo, Dallas, Texas. In fact, Irving, Texas, where it's going to be located, and it's going to be a big one. Every year, we have this giant expo. We're the number one expo in the country for real estate investors, and every year, we outdo ourselves. It just continues to grow and grow and grow. This year, along with the expo, as usual, we have our bus tour, where we take eight different properties that our members have done something to improve, and we're going to go around and learn firsthand from our members what they have done and what differences it made in both their profit and or just the well-being of the residents that live there. So with us today, I have one of those couples that are going to be sharing their property with us. With me today is Candace and Corey Muldrow from, I guess, Dallas, Texas. Guys, welcome to the show.
Hey, Dale, how's it going?
Great. Are you guys out in Dallas? I know you're showing in Dallas. I'm assuming you live up there.
Yeah, we're both from Dallas here. We've been here. Candace was born and raised here, and I've been here since I was five, so Dallas is home.
Great. Well, we want to get into you guys first, and then we'll get into the properties that you own and the property you're going to talk about or going to show us when we go on that. So let's get to know you guys a little bit first. Candace, you say you're a third-generation real estate investor. What does that mean?
Yes, I am. That means that my grandfather started our family on the real estate journey. He invested in single-family homes in Houston, in the Houston area. And then my dad followed in his footsteps, and now I'm following in their footsteps with Corey. And now we're investing in multifamily properties. So we're the first generation to do that.
Excellent. And how about yourself, Corey? What's your background?
My background is, basically I was in healthcare. I was a critical care nurse and did anesthesia in the OR, taking care of, you know, critical patients during the operating setting, you know, anything from C-sections to emergency trauma surgery. That I was your guy to help you stay comfortable and asleep for the procedure. So
that's a very important and risky job. That's a risky, not into you, but to the people that have to use the anesthesia. So it takes a lot of responsibility. How did you feel while you were doing that? Did you feel it was overwhelming at times, or you always just took it with ease?
You know, you just take it one step at a time, and, you know, as with anything, you have a checklist and a system, and, you know, you get your training, and then you just follow protocols, and you do the best job you can and take care of your patients. So
you guys met how long ago? How long have you been married now?
We just celebrated our sixth wedding anniversary on June 13th. So, been married 6 years. We met after college. Like we were saying earlier, we're both born and raised in the Dallas area. I went to Mizzou, University of Missouri. Corey went to UT. And after we both graduated, we moved back home. We're working. And we met. And it's just been great ever since. When we were engaged, actually, that's when we joined Lifestyles and started, we purchased our first single family. So we had that under our belt before we got married, and it's been a part of our journey as a married couple.
So did you have a job before you started doing this real estate investing, or were you just immediately into real estate? Okay, you did. So what did you do?
My job was, I worked for a digital marketing company in a sales role, and I was with that company for 8 years before I quit my job to focus on our business.
So sales background's a good background to have to get into this business. There's no doubt about that. How did you first hear about Lifestyles Unlimited? Because you'd already had some of this in your history. What made you look into us?
So Candace had the background, but I was always interested in owning my own business and having that financial freedom and flexibility. So, you know, I read the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad, like most investors do, and I wanted to figure out how can I get there the fastest. So, you know, I Googled, I talked to people, and I came across a buddy of mine who had joined the Houston chapter of Lifestyles down there, and he had, you know, nothing but great things to say about it. So we dialed up here in Dallas, found us a meeting, and, you know, the rest is kind of history.
Which meeting did you go to first? Did you go to a case study or a free workshop, or what was your first touch?
Yeah, we did the free workshop first, and then we did the 2-day, and we were like, okay, first day, single family, yeah, we can do that. The second day, Dave Fisher, he started talking about multifamily, and we were like, wow, this is a lot, but I think we may be able to do this too. So we started off taking baby steps. We joined as challenge members and started buying our single family investments. And then from there, we started investing with other lead investors in multifamily. And then we decided, hey, you know, we can do this. So we did.
Excellent. When you started investing as a passive investor, what was your criteria? Were you more interested in the history of the lead investor or more interested in the property itself?
I think initially when we first got started, we were like, value play, because we were just getting started. You know, I personally literally had a negative net worth, so I was like, hey, man, I gotta beat this up as quickly as possible.
Which is from student loans.
Yeah, from student loans, so... Yeah, like we looked at the deal, but, you know, as we started investing more and more, we started focusing more on the lead rather than the actual deal itself, because the lead is the one who's going to be able to make that pro forma come to life.
So how many passive deals are you in, and do you have any idea what the number of units that adds up to? Because it's not on your resume.
I think we have we're in about 9 deals for 1,100 units, but don't quote me on that.
Okay.
But we got a good number of passive deals in our portfolio.
So how many deals did you do before you decided to do one on your own and be a lead investor yourself?
We did, I think it was 3 passive deals, and then we decided to become lead investors ourselves.
Yeah, and we had a strategy too, Dale. What we did is we met with the lead investors that we were invested in. So we asked to meet with them one-on-one because we did have interest of doing it ourselves. And we would talk with them and, you know, ask questions and kind of get their point of view of this whole process of being a lead, just to kind of get that confidence that, you know, we could do it too. So we met individually with each of them, and that helped us, you know, go forward with going ahead and being leads ourselves.
Did you take the lead training classes?
Absolutely.
We
spent our Saturday morning together taking those classes, and it was great. You know, it's always great to have a partner to do something with, especially something like this at this scale. So we would spend our, you know, Saturdays getting through the courses, and, you know, we got through it, and that added to our confidence level to become leads as well.
Well, you've done 3 deals as far as what your resume says here. One of them you sold already as a lead, so you're down to 2 now?
We're up to 2.
Up to 2.
So our first deal was an 18-unit property. That was our training wheels deal. It was 18 units over in right over by Dallas Cowboys Stadium, if everybody can get a picture of where that is, in Arlington. It was a poorly managed deal. It was completely classic. We went in, we renovated about, I think it was about 9 or 12 of those units, and then we left some meat on the bone for the next buyer. We turned that deal around in under 2 years, and we made a 6% return on that, which is basically about 30% a year. And we had originally planned to keep that one for 5 years, so we beat that one. So,
all right, well, we'll take a break right there. We'll come back after the break with Candace Corey and the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
Lifestyles Unlimited invites you to the world's largest wealth and passive income expo, September 3rd and 4th, Irving, Texas.
you'll connect with successful investors and industry experts. Learn being real estate retired at any age. Attend breakout sessions with industry experts. Learn from real people successfully investing in real estate right now. Leave with your passive income plan in hand. The entire Lifestyles Unlimited team of realtors, mentors, educators, and operational consultants want to meet you Friday and Saturday, September 3rd and 4th in the Metroplex Irving Convention Center at Las Colinas. Join thousands of top investors and multimillionaire real estate investor Del Wamsley. Del is mentor to top award-winning investors across the country. Go to WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com. Enter promo code FREEDOM and receive $97 off any pass or package. That's WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com. Promo code FREEDOM. WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. With me here today is Candace and Corey Muldrow from Dallas, Texas. They're going to be sharing their property with us on the Multifamily Masters Tour September 3rd. I believe that's a Friday. And then September 4th, they'll be at the Wealth and Passive Income Expo. This is the largest in-person gathering of real estate investors in the country. And typically we have there, I think the smallest one we ever have was 3,500, the largest 5,000 people. So it's between 3,000 and 5,000 people every time we get together. So it's quite a few investors. In fact, guys, you being lead investors, are you going to get to go into the place where you network in the big networking auditorium?
Absolutely. You can't miss that one.
Yeah, that's one of our favorite parts of Expo. We meet all our partners.
You know, that it really blows my mind being that, hey, you know, I'm part of the group that created it, but we started out that thing where we let people walk across the stage and introduce themselves, and I think we could only get 100 people up there. We go, this isn't going to work. And then we came up with the idea of letting people have tables, and then there'd be chairs and places to sit, and we were able to get it up to about 150 tables. And we go, that's not going to work. And last year, we just took all the chairs away, just nothing but tables in the whole auditorium, got 250 tables in there, and that's all the leads we could let in there at a time, was 250 leads at a time, which in my mind just blew my mind. Here's 250 people offering real estate deals available to people. Just ungodly. So were you guys in there last year?
Absolutely.
We were. That's about our third or fourth year doing it.
Yeah.
So that is a not-to-miss event at Expo for sure, because it's an opportunity to speak directly to the lead investors. It's an opportunity for us to meet the passive investors. So that is something of huge value that, you know, we look forward to for sure every year.
Not to mention, along with that and all the value that goes on there, there's also all the training classes, breakout rooms for additional training classes. It's just a tremendous amount of stuff for people to do and to learn. I say you probably pick 2 or 3 years worth of training and learning up in 1-2 days there, especially if you do the bus tour with it, because that's just like leaps and bounds information.
Exactly.
Drinking water from a fire hose.
Yeah, I've heard it said that before. So as we go into this thing here, you told us about your Training Wheels deal, the 18 units, okay? And you sold that deal, I take it?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so tell us about your next deal.
The next deal is a 102-unit property, 1974 vintage. It's also in Arlington, which we love the Arlington submarket. This was a deal, I would term it as a yield/hybrid. Basically, it was a great property in a great location, right across the street from an elementary school, high traffic roads nearby. It's near the General Motors factory. The problem, it was just being mismanaged, and it needed a fresh capital infusion to kind of freshen up things on the outside and just overall improvement in operation. And that's the play with that is we came in and we found some of the low-hanging fruit. We improved the RUB conversion, which is basically ratio utility billing, because they weren't getting the RUB done correctly. We started we implemented reserve parking so that the residents can know exactly where they're going to be parking when they get home at night and, you know, from working all day. We implemented washer and dryer leasing so that the residents don't have to go to an outside vendor to lease washer and dryers. I mean, we got them right there for them. So we found the things to improve the property operations and improving the resident experience.
Yeah, it's interesting because you go through that for people that are just listening to this from the outside in and don't really understand the industry. Each one of those items that he improved the life quality, lifestyle of the tenants, of the residents, he also added income to the bottom line. And adding income to the bottom line does more than just give you cash flow. It adds to the value of the property because the property's value is based on its net operating income. So those are all important things. Now, is this the one we're going to be seeing, or do you have another one we're going to be seeing?
We're also in the middle of a huge deep value play on a 256 unit property that we closed on in March. It's undergoing a $3.5 million renovation. I don't think that one's going to be ready in time, but I think there's a 50-50 chance, but I think we're going to probably go and see Belmont Place because that's the one that's already done and is humming along like a Corvette.
Gotcha. Do you have before and after pictures of this?
Yes, we do. Okay. Yes, we do.
It's always nice to be able to see the changes people have made on these road trips. It gives people great insight as to what can be done and then really what it looks like. You know, it's hard for me. I don't have that artistic perception to be able to look at something all torn up and go, wow, this could be beautiful. I just can't see that. I got to see a picture of it done. So I always had to have somebody else do all that preemptive thinking, but I can't do it. In fact, when I had John Ridgway, I don't know if you guys remember John Ridgway or not, but John was my partner for a long time. And John and I together, each of us been in the real estate business for 25 years each. And it took us 4 weeks of fighting to figure out what color we're going to paint the first apartment we bought together. We just couldn't decide. Never bring two B's to a decision, right? It just doesn't get done. So when you show us this one here, let's talk about some of the financial upgrades you've made. What do the rents go from and what did they go to and what did that mean to you in the bottom line type thing?
So basically, we took the rent from probably about, okay, so the average square feet are about 1,100 at this property. They're almost like the size of houses. That's
just big
how
units.
These units are. So we took the average rent from about 96 cents a square foot up to about $1.10 a square foot. So that's roughly a 10% increase. So if you guys remember the Irv Triangle, you know, basically you increase your NOI 10%, then get a substantial pop on your value. So we've been getting some valuations, and I think we can potentially probably realize a pretty substantial value increase if we were to decide to execute our business plan early.
Have you ever put pencil to that to see what kind of numbers that would look like?
I don't want to give it away just yet because we haven't okay. talked to our partners yet, so I don't want to give too much of that away.
All right. You better have it for us by the time we get there, that's for sure. You know, we want to know. The world wants to know. When E.F. Hutton speaks, we all listen.
We'll have to have that conversation with our investors definitely before this so we can release that information.
All right. Well, with that standoff, we'll go take another break. And when we come back, we'll talk about where you guys are going in the future and see what you have in plans for yourself in mind. Take a short break. Be right back with Candace, Corey Muldrow, and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Del Walmsley talks about positive cash flow tax-free.
I bought one little rent house. So a month later, I bought three more. Now I started receiving even more positive cash flow. $880 a month positive cash flow after just 2 months. This cash flow was tax-free because of the way I did it. Because if you know how to do it the right way, you won't pay taxes on that.
Give yourself a raise. Tax-free. Find out how at Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register today at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today is Candace and Corey Muldrow out of Dallas, Texas. They are going to be sharing their property with us on the 2021 Multifamily Masters Tour. That's a lot to say. You want to make it even more difficult? Add Wealth and Passive Income Expo and add September 3rd to 4th and 2021 in Irving, Texas. Guys, you got to go to this thing. You don't want to miss this. This is, if you've ever wanted to be a real estate investor and you want to just drink it up out of a fire hose, as they said earlier, you got to come to this two-day event. You just don't want to miss this. So as we come back here, I'm going to get an answer from each of you. And this is kind of a question for all those people out there that are skeptics, okay? I'll start with Corey because I think that's the easier one to get to. Corey, you're in the medical field. Being an anesthesiologist is a well-paying job. I know that because I've been under them. It's cost me a lot of money. So I know that you're doing well. And yet you've decided to go into businesses that allow you to retire or work only when you want to here or there, when you decide to pick up some extra side income. What did the people around you think, since you've got a large amount of education to get to that pinnacle in life, to be able to do that job and earn that money, what did your friends and or other work acquaintances think when you told them you're going to retire?
You know, people can't wrap their minds around it. So it's like I'm having to tell them, it's like telling people ghosts exist or aliens exist, because people can't wrap their mind around the fact that someone in their 30s is financially free and able to, you know, live the lifestyle they want to live. I tell people, but they don't believe it until they see it. For me, it's amazing, but for other people, they just don't believe it. They just don't believe it.
Has anybody tried to verify it?
I've been telling people, I'm slowly getting people to join us here on this journey and lifestyle. I mean, they're extremely skeptical, but once I bring them out and show them, then they're like, oh my gosh, man. And I had a friend that, you know, I told about this 2 or 3 years ago, and he finally signed up as a preferred member, and having more and more people call me and text me, especially after we start posting on social media, the projects and stuff that we're working on and doing. And like, it's starting to really click for people. Like, years ago, they were ignoring me, but now they're like, hey, man, how can I get involved? So I love that. I love it.
So let's go over to Candace, because Candace, this is a different, same question, but in a different manner. You come from a family who did do it. They did single family, but now you've bested that and gone and done multifamily. What kind of feedback have you gotten from your family about that?
It's been a little slow going at the beginning, but now they're like, oh my gosh, you know, this is real. Like, when they're seeing our results, they're seeing the size properties that we're able to take on, you know, it's like, wow. So they're just very happy for us, you know, of course, very proud to see us following in those footsteps and doing even better. So yeah, they're just kind of cheering us along.
So interestingly enough, your grandfather's era and then your father's era, which is probably my age, he's probably my age or close. Those eras back then, people who did rent houses typically did all the work themselves. So there was always that complaint about taxes, tenants, and toilets you had to deal with, and you had to paint and clean, and they'd bring the kids along to help paint and stuff. Is that the kind of background they had in real estate?
Yes, absolutely. I remember hearing phone calls from my dad calling back to prospective tenants to, you know, interview them. I remember hearing phone calls about issues like toilets overflowing and issues at the property, and he would have to go out there himself. He used to take me with him to paint when he was getting a unit ready for a new tenant. So I did that with him. So I knew it was something that could create financial freedom, but at the same time, I knew it came with a lot of headaches, or at least I saw that it came with a lot of headaches. So when Corey and I, you know, came together, and he had that friend that knew about lifestyles, and we went to the first meeting, it was great because I could see where we could fast track some of those headaches. So, and that's exactly what we did. I mean, like Corey was saying, you know, we're in our 30s and we're glad that we got started when we did. And there's absolutely no way we would be where we are today without joining up with Lifestyles to have that mentorship, that education to fast track us to where we are today. Because we did it in 6 years. And, you know, just changing our lifestyle, changing the way that we think about money and we think about spending and the possibility of what can happen when we, you know, change our thinking it's been amazing what we've been able to accomplish in a short period of time.
Have you ever been able to get your dad or your mom or anybody in your family to come look at your properties? I mean, did you tell them you did a 100-unit property and then you did a 256-unit? It's got to blow their minds.
It does. It absolutely does. They're just kind of floored and super impressed. And super impressed that us, you know, we're actually going to be expanding our family soon. We've got our first baby due at the end of August.
Congratulations. And, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, and it's just so wonderful to be in a place where we don't have to get up and drive in traffic and have someone else control our schedule. You know, we're at a place where we can control our schedule and we'll be able to go to the baseball tournaments or whatever, take them to school in the morning and all that. Like, we'll be able to do that and not feel guilty about, you know, not having that guilt, like with a corporate job. We're in control.
Wow, I was just sitting here thinking, the way you have that thing timed, it looks like the kid's coming just in time for the bus tour.
I know, right?
He'll be on the front seat.
I can just see the kid going, I got to get out before the tour, Mom. Come on. I got to go to the tour. Dell says I can't miss the tour. I got to go. That's such a neat thing to think that you have a new generation starting and you get to frame their reality from the very beginning. That's so interesting.
It's incredible. And we just feel so blessed to have started on this journey, to be in this place in life where we are, like I was saying earlier, that, you know, we don't have someone else dictating our schedule. We control our schedule. And to bring a child in this world, and there are no words, it's pretty incredible. We feel very blessed.
Yeah. You've been giving back for a long time now. You've been doing case studies and bus tours. So I don't know if you can remember this far back, but if you can, try to remember back when you first showed up to your first meeting at Lifestyles, your friend told you about it. And can you remember, did it feel weird to you that people were willing to tell you all their personal information?
That was the best part. But it relieved a lot of the skepticism. It kind of did. I mean, because the more we talked with people, the more we felt comfortable diving in.
Yeah, but I've always thought that it's difficult for people because many people come from different cultures that they don't talk about money. Nobody would ever talk about money at the kitchen table. Or what does dad have to retire on or mom have to retire on or how much money they make, how much they have saved. That kind of conversation doesn't occur very often in homes.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. And it's unique because, you know, you're talking with total strangers. I mean, you all have the membership of Lifestyles in common, but you're sharing information that sometimes you don't even get from your own family.
Exactly. That's the point I'm making. It's a really strange feeling until you get used to it. But then what I've found is, and I've been doing it for 30 years, so I've gotten to the point where I expect everybody to talk to me about their personal stuff. I'm sitting at a bar and I'm talking to people about personal stuff, and they're looking at me like, you expect me to tell you how much money I have? Of course. Let me tell you. You know, if you want me to help you, I do. Come on. It's crazy.
That's how you grow and you expand. When you're closed-minded and you keep everything to yourself, it's impossible to grow.
Yeah. So we're going to take a short break. When we come back, I'm going to talk to you about how you've built friends and lifestyles. We'll be right back with Candace Corey and the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Wamsley, on getting the information you need to get through this.
So you ask yourself, isn't this the wrong time to get out of the stock market? Very well could be. But maybe it might go down. And then you ask yourself, man, if I would have had some of that money, I could have used it. People are going to be afraid. And the people who are in real estate that are losing money are going to be afraid. And they're going to want to get out. And when they do, we're going to be able to go in and buy at very advantageous prices that are going to change our family's future, quite honestly. So you need information on how to do that. You need the knowledge of how to get through this. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today is Candace and Corey Muldrow out of Dallas, Texas, who will be sharing a tour of their multifamily property when at the great one and only Wealth and Passive Income Expo Multifamily Masters Tour on September 3rd and 4th. And yes, I did read that. I could never remember that. But yes, it's going to be a great place. You're going to want to be there. It's September 3rd will be the bus tour. September 4th will be the expo. It's in Irving, Texas. So you want to get your tickets now. I'll tell you this, and I tell people this every year. We sell out every year. Please don't put yourself in a situation where you just put this off and then at the last minute got excited about it and tried to get a ticket, because there's only so many seats on these buses, guys. We can't increase the number of buses because as it is, we can barely get everybody in to the different apartment complexes now. It's just a time issue of getting people in, getting them out. So please go ahead and get online and register now before it's too late and you miss out on the whole deal. So guys, I was going to ask you another question here. Along the same line of questioning that we started with, but down the road further, a guy asked me the other day, he said, why did you start Lifestyles? And I said, because when I retired at 34 years of age, I had nobody to play with. Everybody had to go to work. And there's a little truth to that. If I had nothing to do, so I thought, well, maybe help some other people and give me something to do. But when you really think about it, one of the things I found to be true is that Lifestyles really creates a lot of strong friendship bonds and group bonds, where there's like the group of this or the group of that. You know, we're the Dallas people, we're the, you know, whatever, San Antonio, it might even just be the Irving group or whatever. They have all these little mini groups. But then also you find people that are so like-minded like you are that you end up having really close friends in the group. Have you found this to be true yet?
Absolutely. Like some of my best friends now are Lifestyles members, and you know, had it not been for Lifestyles, I probably would never met some of these people. I mean, like, I have people who are kind of like my quote-unquote unofficial mentor, and you know, I have people that are like my best friends. I call with, you know, problems. We go and we have drinks, we go and we have lunch, and we go to concerts. Like, it really is, it's like a fraternity or of some sort.
Yeah, I like that statement.
And also, our friends have kind of changed to exactly your point, that some friends that we had before, we just were not on the same path. So some of that has been a little challenging and a little kind of heartbreaking for us. But at the same time, we've gained new friendships, like Corey just talked about, within Lifestyles. And, you know, we got to keep growing, and it's great to have these like-minded people that we can grow with.
You know, there's a saying out there somewhere that goes something along the lines of, we are the amalgamation of the 5 or 10 best friends we have, the people we hang out with, we become. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that's actually the case, or if you stated it more accurately by saying you just are attracted, birds of a feather flock together, because you take politics, I'm sure your political positions can be different. Take the idea of money. Just some people just think money's bad altogether. Bad, bad, bad. You know, other people say money is just money. It's there to use. Some people like to flaunt what they have, and they're very uncomfortable when somebody else becomes successful around them, because now their shiny car is not the latest and greatest and hottest and richest person in the room. So you lose a lot of those friends. So a lot of those people that have all these weird ideas about money fall aside, and then you run up against people that are just happy, because people at Lifestyles are happy. It's real hard to be unhappy when you're financially free. You know, they say money isn't everything, but it buys a lot. And happiness can be it if you use it for the right things and not the wrong things. So I always thought that was interesting. Let's talk about what your future is. I mean, you're so young to be at this position already. What do you guys see for yourselves in the future?
Well, just continue to grow. I mean, we want to continue to grow and bring on more investors. It's like a three-part giving experience, because not only are we helping our investors that some of them have saved their entire lives and they're entrusting us with their retirement monies to produce profit for them. Also, we've got our residents that we are changing their lives, improving their lives. that are in our hands that we're taking care of. Also, our team, our on-site team, that we're hoping that we're improving their lives as well. So it's a great place to be. It's a lot of responsibility, but we do want to continue to help people in that way. And we'll go as far as we can. You know, we'll just keep going.
Well, what I'm hearing you say is the larger you expand your circle of influence, the more people you can help.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yep.
And that's really what comes at some point. And I've always said that until you get to the point where you can give something away, you really can't say you're rich because you haven't satisfied yourself. So the balance, guys, being young like you are, is that somewhere along the line you got to get the balance to, okay, do we actually need one more apartment complex, one more this? And then you start making decisions for different reasons. Okay, let's get this one to teach our kids. Let's get this one to give to the grandkids. It becomes something like that because there is a point where you've got enough money, believe it or not. It's hard to believe at an early age in life that you could ever be that wealthy. But you do get to a point where you are wealthy enough that you're happy. Doesn't mean you're the wealthiest, don't get me wrong. And there are a few people, even in our group, that are egomaniacal. They want to be the best. They want to be the top. But in general, most of people find that they settle into a comfort zone somewhere between doing enough to feel comfortable that they're still helping people and not doing so much that they burden themselves back almost. You know, if you do almost nothing for your job, but you do 100 of jobs, all of a sudden it's too much. Guys, I want to thank you very much for letting us come to your apartment in the tour. Thank you for being on the radio show today. We look forward to seeing what you've done, and I look forward to seeing that little baby too. So,
sounds good.
All right. Thank you all. And the rest of you out there, remember this. They're not doing this for some money. They're doing it for a lifestyle. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.